All right, we're going to look back now on the Danvers Falcons football season as we talk with Danvers High School football coach Ryan Nolan once again. And, Coach, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, you know, a season of ups and downs for many teams, for sure. But more ups than downs across the board, and yours was no different. You had some major challenges, but, man, did you guys end on a positive beat last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a battle with Gloucester, and again, they had some kids out, but I got to give Coach O'Connor a ton of credit with what he did with his team and his, what the staff did with the team this year. And, you know, it was a hard-fought game, and they've really improved, and, you know, we were happy to come out with the win, and we were really happy to see some of our seniors find a lot of success. A lot of unheralded kids really stepped up in that game for us, and it was great to see them, you know, have a really good game on their last game.
Well, I'm looking at Nick Kukuru's article, and you applauded the work of Pete Rivera in particular. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, Pete's a kid for us who's been in the program, but, you know, kind of in and out, battling injuries throughout the years, and came back this year as a senior and really put it together. I had a foot injury in the beginning of the season, but came back, and going out in the last game, he rushed for, I think, 175 yards and a lot of physical tough runs, so it was really, really good to see him find that success, and he was a real spark plug for us. He really did a great job, so just was really happy for him.
When I talked with Coach O'Connor, he was applauding your linemen, and as usual, looks like you had some pretty good play up front on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, the line's been steadily improving all year. Early on, we lost two of our big contributors, returning starters, and Brendan Whelan and Mike Leon, but we had a ton of kids step up. I think the group was held together on both sides by Andy Cronus, who's a 4-year starter and just a great leader for us this season. And then we had a bunch of other seniors. Flores came back and did a great job for us. Ben Wilichowski. We had a couple kids really step up too, like Joey Parisi. So we had a bunch of kids step up on both sides of the ball, really do a great job. You know, Glynos as well. Like, everyone played probably as the season went on. They all improved up front, so we're really happy to see that, especially the last two games.
Absolutely. Now, you know, due to the shortened season that you had, both preseason and during the regular season, I'm sure you had to make modifications in your coaching objectives, and it's always, you know, every coach's objective is to win. But some of your objectives, Ryan, did you meet most of them this year? Because, you know, you played, you improved, the team got better, the team was competitive, and you got to play the games.
Yeah, I mean, it first goes to the, you know, the kids just having the discipline to take care of themselves and make the right decisions so we can get 7 games in, which, you know, some other teams, and some things are really outside of people's control as well, but the kids did all the right things to make sure we ensured we could have a full season. So really happy with that. The other thing, we had kind of a younger team, so we tried to be simple and really work fundamentals and keep schemes as simple as possible early on in the year so we could build off of that. And I think the kids did a really good job, like, mastering the fundamentals, and then we started giving them more and more, and we saw more and more improvement. But, you know, went into it just with the idea that we're going to take it one day at a time and just try to get better as individuals and as a team. And the kids really embraced that and really worked hard and came every day to work. And, you know, just really, really proud of them, impressed. And more than anything, we just want to, you learn one thing from football, it's resiliency and just coming back. And I think our kid really did a great job of that. You know, there was a time in the season where things looked pretty down, but we didn't have a bad day of practice when things were bad. The kids even worked harder and committed themselves more. So I'm just really impressed with them.
Well, the other thing, too, is the concept of teamwork. And, you know what it's like on the field. Everybody, to quote, has to do your job. But the fact that you just mentioned everybody did the right thing off the field so that they're protecting each other in that way, knowing, okay, if I do what I'm supposed to do, or if I screw up, I'm going to screw up the whole team. So, you know, a lesson learned, I guess, for so many kids.
Well, and I think that's a lesson to football, you know, the accountability to your teammates, that everybody matters in the whole program. And there's probably no better example of that than, you know, trying to get a season in the pandemic. From the kid that's starting both ways to kid that doesn't play that much, who's a developmental player right now, they all had to do the right thing. They all had to buy in for each other. So it's great to see that they came through for each other.
Great review. What's next for Danvers now for the football team in terms of postseason stuff and then maybe, summer programs, that kind of thing?
Well, biggest thing we got to do right now is keep Mr. St. Pierre happy and make sure we collect all our uniforms and helmets. But still, a couple of the kids who got injured who kind of went by the wayside, we got to make sure we get that. But we're starting up the weight room next week. Then we're going to get into our 7-on-7s. And, you know, we got a lot of kids playing spring sports as well, so about morning lifts for them. And we're going to try to get things rolling. And, you know, we feel like we've got a good group of kids, like, you know, like every year. And we've got a lot of experience. So I think there's a good amount of excitement going forward.
Really looking forward to see how this is going to affect fall football. I think it's going to be really cool for the kids who are coming back. And I want to congratulate all the coaches and, you know, especially head coaches who have to bear all this burden of responsibility during this thing. And the fact that you guys did take care of the kids and you did get out there and you got a season in for your seniors, I think it's exceptional as educators and coaches. So congratulations on that, Ryan.
Well, thank you very much. It's a collective effort. I mean, it was the assistant coaches. I know Mr. St. Pierre was on us, but always had our back, making sure we do the right thing. And, you know, it goes to the parents and everyone else who just kept the kids, you know, in the right direction, focused on what's most important. So when you have everyone pulling together, it's a whole lot easier. It's not one person or two people. It's a collective effort. It's a team.
All right. That's Danvers Falcons High School football coach Ryan Nolan with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.